U.S. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Live bird markets in New York City, on Long Island, and in Westchester County, north of New York City, are being shut down for a week after new cases of bird flu have been detected. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Over the last week, inspectors have detected 7 cases of bird flu in poultry during routine inspections at live bird markets in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens.
The flocks have been destroyed. Public health officials say, though, there's very little threat to humans in New York at this time. President Trump will host the Prime Minister of Japan today. Trade, economic security, and defense cooperation all expected to be topics. Hours before a midnight deadline, a federal judge stepped in, temporarily blocking the buyouts offered to about 2 million federal employees. A hearing will be held Monday into the legality of the buyouts. Severe weather in eastern Tennessee has killed a mother and daughter and left 3 other people hurt. The possible tornado blew through last night west of Knoxville. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. A new study finds that car insurance rates will increase in Wisconsin this year, but not as much as in previous years or in other states. The study was conducted by the insurance agency Insurify, which says car insurance rates in Wisconsin are expected to increase by about 3% this year. The expected increase is significantly lower than last year's increase of 22%, and the average cost of car insurance in the state is expected to be about $700 lower than the national average. Only 11 states are predicted to have cheaper rates. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is announcing its top 10 list for consumer complaint categories in 2024. At the top of the list is landlord and tenant issues, followed by telemarketing, home improvement, identity theft, and telecommunications. Rounding out the top 10 are medical services, motor vehicle repair, motor vehicle sales, travel, and motor vehicle accessories. For more information or to file a complaint yourself, you can visit consumerprotection.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is providing guidance on merging for drivers to recognize the February law of the month. Drivers should remember to give themselves plenty of space to merge onto highways, especially when merging near a large truck, commercial vehicle, or bus. Drivers merging for a lane closure should take turns with other drivers in a zipper fashion, as well as yielding in roundabouts as they look to enter and staying in the same lane until they are ready to signal their exit.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back in action tonight on the road against the Hawks. Milwaukee able to snap a 4-game losing streak with a win in Charlotte Wednesday, even though Giannis Antetokounmpo was out with a sore calf muscle. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just, you know, we needed a win. I don't think anybody was that concerned by it, but no one likes losing, I can tell you that. And so getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back, and you know, let's see what we have from there.
The Bucks confirmed that their mega trade sending Chris Middleton to the last place Wizards has been approved by the NBA. The team adding Kyle Kuzma from Washington and center Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Marjon Beauchamp was sent to the Clippers in exchange for guard Kevin Porter Jr. In college hoops, Wisconsin takes on Iowa at the Carver Hawkway Arena in Iowa City tomorrow, game time at 12 noon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some snow on the way. Could get an inch, maybe 2, through the day Saturday and into Saturday evening. It's not going to be windy, but could cause some travel delays or interruptions with that little bit of snow here tomorrow. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy. We'll get to 28 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a Super Bowl preview party with Brady Ewing and Mike Clemens, and also Peter Rapine gives us a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could text us at that same number. So Sandy Tony says the music is about Earl today, a man of wealth and taste. No, Tony, that's not. Yeah, you're off base with it in both realms. Not a man of wealth by any means. 855-752-4842. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at that number. And Sandy and I have been talking about how to proceed with having conversations about Donald Trump. I could have came in here this morning, Sandy, and talked about Donald Trump at the prayer breakfast, saying that Christians have been under attack and under assault, and he's putting together a task force to address Christians being abused. You know, we could have came in and talked about that. But clearly, something else he threw against the wall.
Well, I think that's like red meat to a base. You know, there somehow is this victim concept that's been developing about a number of things, but one of them is the notion that Christians have been victimized to the extent that prayer in school is restricted, or that religious conduct in the context of public places and public entities is restricted based on our Constitution, and somehow that's an attack on religion. The Constitution separated church and state for the very reason of trying to make sure that religion could not be attacked by government, that it could never be talked about within government, and that it was a freedom that was sacrosanct to the people, and somehow that's been turned on its head and by the likes of Donald Trump.
You know, Sandy, before we go back to the callers, religion includes all religions. Okay, he was talking about religions at this prayer breakfast, and then he said Christianity. He singled out one religion. And so when you do that, I don't know if he even understands, Sandy, or if he does, it's even worse yet, that you can talk about religion and talk about the country and people should have, and religion should be intertwined in our country, and it's being, you know, taken away. Who's taking it away, Sandy? People have a right in this country still for their religious beliefs, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think, I don't know. I don't know where this talk comes from other than the fact that Donald Trump himself
is not
likes
a religious
himself,
man.
No, but he likes talking about himself as being a victim of the establishment. And there's a whole process ongoing where Christianity, there's the sort of the evangelical notion that Christianity's under assault because it's not being allowed to be taught in schools. This notion of having things of a religious quality posted in our schools is a foreign notion to me. It's something that those of us who grew up a while ago understood it to be an attack on religion to try and insert it into government processes.
Yes, an affront. Let's go to Ann from Chippewa Falls. Thank you very much, Ann. Thank you. You say what?
I say Trump's party is the victim party. I mean, that's what he spouted out. Anything that was victimized, people jumped on the bandwagon. But my question is, I think we need to be asking all these Trump callers if they're on board with Project 2025, because that's what I want to know most of all, because that's what they're doing here. And another comment, ever since they've been running schools like a business, they've been slowly failing. Not everything should be run like a business. People aren't products. That's all I have to say.
I think that's very well said, Ann. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Well, I say that most of everything that Trump is doing is just it's just an illusion, and the fact that he gave these federal employees the ability or said that they could have these 8 months of pay, that's ludicrous. That's not going to happen. When March comes around, do you really think that his Republican Party is going to allow this? If these federal employees need to stay put, have them fire me. This is what I would say. I'm going to stay on my job until they fire me, and then I'm going to turn around and sue you because they're in a union. They have to be fired for just cause, and this is not just cause. They should fight for their job. That's what I would do.
Hey, Susan. Go ahead.
As far as religion, all religions, the reason why it is not connected to our government is we wanted to allow all religions to flourish in this country, not just Christianity. And that's what Trump is pounding this drum about Christianity. And for a person who has decimated the Ten Commandments, just about every one of them, he's not Christian. I mean, let's face it, he isn't, not the way he lives his life. So people, wake up.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. And I guess, Sandy, what I want to try to clarify is whether or not we should continue as we come on, weekly, two times in a week, and talk about Donald Trump, because if people are getting nauseated with that and looking for a different way to present it, because I understand people are tired of it.
Well, I think we could duck from talking about Donald Trump, the person, and Donald Trump, the theater circus performer, and talk more about policies that are being either implemented or discussed, and how it is they might relate to the problems of Tom, Dick, and Mary, and the things we need our government to do as compared to the things that the government is apparently setting about doing. Because that's where there's a huge gulf right now. I mean, everything that's being talked about right now in terms of streamlining government is all about doing things that might cut taxes, as if taxes are the biggest problem that Tom, Dick, and Mary have. And that isn't true. Taxes are not the biggest problem that Tom, Dick, and Mary have. They have a problem because the programs that the government could be providing to them are not being provided. The problems they face are not being addressed. health care costs. Nothing that's being done right now is about driving down the price of health care or the accessibility of health care to Tom, Dick, and Mary. Child daycare costs, nothing that's being done is addressing that. The cost of housing, nothing that's being done by Elon Musk and Doge or the rest of it is aimed at addressing the cost of housing. In fact, everything that's being done with respect to tariffs and with respect to inflationary policies threaten to drive up the price of housing, drive up the house of groceries, drive up the price of fuel. So, you know, we've got policies that are being pursued that have nothing to do with the benefit that Tom, Dick, and Mary need, and I think we do need to talk about that. I don't think we need to talk about Donald Trump's ridiculous theatrics.
I think he's
going to hang himself with the rope that he's being provided.
All right, Don from Milwaukee, you're up next.
Good morning. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, right. You got this analogy that we're living in a what the country's going through now as the Twilight Zone.
Yes, sir.
And you really nailed it. I agree with you 100%. Now, a little while ago, I'd like to give you another analogy. You had this good Christian from Sussex call in and mention that we should run the government as a business. Well, did you ever hear of this program named Lost in Space? That's what he is, Lost in Space.
Hey, Don, thank you very much for the call. Hey, Calvin, bring that up, that text, if you will, please. Okay. I think that's right, Sandy. This is Tony. The key is what he's not doing for the American people. No help for us, just distractions. Let's go to... Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up next. You say what?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Earl and Sandy. I hope you'll let me finish my point.
No, it all depends.
You know?
It all depends.
You're a victim. Well, you're a victim, CJ.
This has been a great 2 weeks, and it's going to be an amazing 4 years. You know what? You always talk about Tom, Dick, and Mary, but now at least... now we won't have Tom and Mary with a dick.
You know, it is that kind of stupidity that it's just a hard thing to even comprehend, you know. And, you know, maybe we should make sure he doesn't come on for a while, Calvin. I think that last statement certainly warrants.
I think he earned a furlough.
Yeah. I mean, just... Waiting all that time to make a moronic and stupid statement like that. But, you know, all of you guys on the phone lines, hang on. 855-752-4842 is the number. It's Friday. That means Friday's with my co-host Sandy Williams and you.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A New Hampshire Senate bill just killed in committee would have moved the state's four presidential electoral votes to a winner-by-district system from a winner-take-all. Nebraska, the only state besides Maine which apportions its electoral votes by district, is trying to end it. The National Conference of State Legislatures defines a winner-take-all system as one where the winning candidate's party, no matter the margin of victory, gets all of the electoral votes. Currently in Nebraska, which has 5 electoral votes, and Maine, which has 4, 1 electoral vote is awarded for each congressional district a candidate wins, and the candidate who wins the popular vote statewide gets the rest. New Hampshire is currently a winner-take-all state with 2 congressional districts. SB 11 would have adopted the Nebraska and Maine model, likely in anticipation of gerrymandering a guaranteed GOP congressional district. But February 5th, the Senate Election and Municipal Affairs Committee recommended that it be killed in an upcoming full Senate vote. The AP reports that Nebraska's GOP is irritated that candidates Obama, Biden, and Harris won an electoral vote from Greater Omaha's Congressional District 2. Another legislative attempt to end it appears doomed to fail by filibuster, so state Republicans are preparing a ballot measure instead, hoping the voters will change what the legislature could not. We have links to the local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
News from the center, WRCE.
No more beautiful moons may we spend on our land. In the north, the Scarlet Council talks of war. And the long knives of massacre, the tribe at Burkhorn, we're not welcome in our homelands anymore. There will be a tale of tears. There will be Jackson will have the Mississippi and the $20 bill, but for us, the trail is all that will be.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. My it's Friday. It means Fridays with my co-host, Sandy. Sandy, the music.
Well, we started out with music about the Riviera. And so I was sort of it was a tongue-in-cheek kind of a reference to what our president was talking about when he was unhingedly talking about the United States taking over the Gaza Strip and converting it to an area of beauty with casinos and things for the very wealthy. We shifted gears there to Goldfinger, who was a casino operator villain in a James Bond movie. And when I thought about it, I thought he actually, as I recall, looked a good deal like Donald Trump. We had the music about the devil, which I guess I think would be the person that Donald Trump might introduce himself as. And this last one was The Trail of Tears by John Denver, because dislocating all the people in Gaza and trying to move them out reminded me a great deal of what we did to the Native Americans when we them to Oklahoma and elsewhere and what was called the Trail of Tears.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. And David from Mequon, you're up, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So really quick, we're going to talk about policy here. And the U.S. aid that's being destroyed as we speak, that was created by John F. Kennedy back in the day. And that was due to the Cold War. And that was, you know, the time back then versus the time today. If you look at what U.S. aid is doing today, is radically different than what was presented back when you were working with Sandy Patrick Lucy back in the early 1970s when he was governor, from what I understand. when you see, I think if people realize this, is non-discretionary spending that's being attacked right now. You've brought up the military. The Pentagon, trust me, when they get to the Pentagon, they're going to be slashing a lot there as well, trust me, because there is a lot of fat in the military. This, on the other hand, what Elon Musk is doing, whether you like it or not, we are now starting to find out as to where some of this money is actually going.
Hey, Dave, the thing is, does he have a right to do it?
Well, and actually, Dave, you don't have the information other than some broad description of what Elon Musk is doing. We don't really know what he's doing, and you don't know what he's doing. He says that this is what he's doing, but quite frankly, I'm quite sure that what he's doing is he's opened the patient up, he's cut a big Y wound in their abdomen like you do with an autopsy, and he's taking stuff out and looking at it to try and figure out what it does. And so, yeah, he found some examples. The USAID definitely is something that has a bunch of programs that need to be evaluated. The programs were almost all of them specifically enacted by Congress now.
So, again, the way I look at it is this, though. If you want accountability, we should see the books. You know, one of the reasons why MPS, the people passed the referendum at MPS, is because they thought the district would need more money. And it came after when Jill Underley, who's the current state superintendent, when she, after the referendum passed, oh, by the way, MPS hasn't done proper bookkeeping for several years. Same thing with the Pentagon. I think it was with the last 7 years, they missed their deadline as far as showing the spending. We have to, as American taxpayers, when Tom in L.A. calls, we the taxpayer and, you know, we the people, we need to know where some of this money is being spent, because DPI and MPS should be telling us
I don't think there's any argument about that concept. I think that, yes, absolutely, and Congress ought to be doing its process of oversight more effectively than it does, but you know, what you have right now is something much more like a revolution, and the process is it's using a sledgehammer. And so, you know, we don't have any visibility or transparency into what Elon Musk is doing. Zero, and zero oversight from the public standpoint. So, you know, we've shifted from a government that maybe hasn't had enough oversight from Congress in terms of auditing its function to now a renegade government run by an individual unelected who is wielding a hacksaw to government without any transparency whatsoever.
That's very well said, Sandy. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Yeah, Earl, we need more Ann, Cindy's, Jeannie's, and Susan's in the world is what we need. All four of them are always spot on when they call in. And we need less of felon 47s in this world. We have a separation of church and state for the preservation of both church and of state. And Gary, I'm fine, or Dave, I'm fine with, or whoever it was, I'm fine with us auditing different programs. But I'd like to also audit the tax cuts to the billionaire class and where exactly they spend their money when they get these tax cuts. That's the reason they're trying to find problems and programs so they can take that money and give a tax cut to the billionaires. Let's get real out there, people.
Tom, thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. Guys, hang on.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied. Ahead of the Wisconsin spring primary election on February 18th, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles reminds citizens how to obtain identification free of charge that is valid for voting. Valid identification for voting purposes includes a driver's license, identification card, and military or student ID card. There is no separate voter ID. A federally compliant Real ID card is not required for voting purposes. Anyone unsure if their identification meets the requirements should visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website. June Dairy Breakfast events have become a tradition in most parts of Wisconsin, but La Crosse County won't be having one this year. In a social media post, the La Crosse County Lions said that this year's dairy breakfast is canceled. In the post, the organization said that they discovered during planning that they didn't have enough people to put on the event this year. Thousands of people attend the La Crosse County event each year. Last year, there were several dozen dairy breakfast events across Wisconsin. The 2025 United States Championship Cheese Contest is set to take place next month, bringing together dairy manufacturers from 31 states to compete for the title of U.S. champion. Organizers say this year's contest has seen a record-breaking 2,400 entries submitted for evaluation, showcasing an array of cheese, butter, and dry dairy ingredients across 117 classes. Judges will evaluate the entries on various criteria, including flavor, texture, and appearance, as they seek to identify the standout products that will earn top honors. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thied.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way. Could get an inch, maybe two, through the day Saturday and into Saturday evening. It's not going to be windy, but could cause some travel delays or interruptions with that little bit of snow here tomorrow. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy. We'll get to 28 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome The Flavor That Kills, Rob Dees and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Oh.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headline and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. There's a shadow on the face.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. You know, Sandy, lyrics to songs are so powerful when they have a message. Sort of music today.
Yeah, that was Jackson Browne. That was about the government misleading the people. It was all about basically, spawned by Trump's kind of deranged talk about taking over Gaza, turning it into casinos for the wealthy, and displacing and removing its 2 million residents and sending them off to something like reservations in Egypt or wherever.
So, Sandy, we've got people who've been waiting a long time. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Yeah, good morning. Happy Friday, you guys. I just wanted to comment that maybe one of the things you guys could talk about, instead of the obvious muzzle flash that MAGA sends out every day, are the little co-ops they're doing, like the fact they're opening the press room up to all these podcasters. Well, guess what, folks? There's no surprise there. They're trying to push their free press message while they're going to bring in their people. And then all of a sudden, you're not going to miss the fact that a guy that may be in that press room that challenges the DEI liar hire with the cross poking out of her shirt every day, who hides behind a false faith, is being challenged by a reporter. So they're going to flood the room with a bunch of people so that you don't start missing people that are slowly, like Caitlin Collins from CNN or somebody from MSNBC. CBS to go away. All these things are going on. So what we need to be looking at is not the muzzle flash, but the target of the bullet coming out and what's going on, because that's what they're doing. As his friend Bannon said, we're just going to just hit them with as much stuff as we can. And in the background, we're going to get a bunch of stuff done. So, I'm sorry to say that I wake up sad every day now. I just am watching our country go to crap. And unfortunately, I feel like the MAGA folks that are out there that were really looking to Donald Trump for hope and some fixes are not going to get that. What they're going to get is they're going to get boots on the ground somewhere. And then maybe when a family member or a cousin or a son ends up losing his life in a war that doesn't make any sense, that's when they'll finally wake
up.
Hey,
Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Well said, my friend. Mike from Kenosha, you're up next.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it, guys. I'm with Brandon 100%. You know, here's the biggest obstacle that the right-wingers have. When we, the people, have inquired about things like Project 2025 and other things, well before the campaign in the election cycle, they denied it. They said, no, this is just more left-wing nonsense and everything. They denied it. So in a country where, again, vetting and transparency, accountability, because, again, we send these people to do our work, they won't allow us to vet. They don't allow us to have proper oversight. They have interfered over and over and over. What is more personal than someone's faith? So I'd like to end the call by saying this. Those people who do not believe in a separation of church and state, where are you coming from? Pat Tillman, one of our recognized heroes,
yeah,
that served in Afghanistan and gave his life.
A former pro football player.
Collecting a $10 million check.
Right.
He was an atheist. He was an atheist. I interviewed his family. I talked to Pat Tillman myself. These are great people, wonderful people. Just that's how they choose to live their life. So these Christians, these faux Christians, I've had it with them. They talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. They're against everything that Christ stood for. And yet the first thing they do, Earl, is they run for cover behind the Bible and Christianity. Give me a break. Our nation was founded on our own faith. And like I opened up the call with, what is more personal than your personal faith?
Hey, Mike, thank you very much. Well said. I get it. Let's go to Cassandra from Middleton. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Hi, Earl and Sandy. Thanks for taking my call. You know, as I stated before, I did vote for President Trump. I have been a Democrat voting for the party for 35 years. And in 2024, it was the first time that I voted Republican. And I would just like for the listeners who are Biden supporters and who are members of the Democratic Party to please hear me out and to please listen to me, especially for people who are on my side and who have departed the Democratic Party. We do not like what Elon Musk is doing. Many of us are appalled with the way he is in what I consider breaking the law. I'm not an attorney, but I do believe his access to the Treasury federal payment system is a violation of law. However, we are looking also at the money, where the money is going. And I read the list of payments, and it just made my blood boil, particularly as a Black female. Earl, there are Black men in many urban centers throughout the United States. 40% of the Black, 40% of Black males are homeless in many urban centers. I am looking at this list of money from USAID, and I am thinking this money could have been sent back into the United States, and it could have been a life-changing event, not only for Blacks, but for many Americans. And so this is where people like us are. If you want to win us back, you have to start thinking about where this money is going.
Hey Cassandra, I'm a Black man who lives in a community where there are many Black homeless people, not only men, but women and children. And I try to point out as many opportunities as I get on these airways to talk about our plight. And I know in many instances, our plight does not seem to resonate in this country, and in both Democrats and Republicans. But I would say to you that the homelessness and the issues that impact Black men did not just start under Joe Biden and Democrats. It has gone on for decades, both Democrat and Republican presidents. And well, so to think that Joe Biden was going to and should have fixed it himself is where I push back with you, Cassandra, because this issue that impacts Black children and Black families in this country is a long-standing issue that has not been addressed. And I don't believe that Elon Musk and Donald Trump are going to address it. That may be the difference between you and I. Sandy, you want to respond?
Well, also, I think Cassandra bit on the bait that was intended, which is Foreign aid has always been a controversial thing that the United States carries out. We do it for our own reasons, national reasons, and the reasons of a national interest in the world. USAID involves money that's expended not in the United States, but abroad. And so they knew what they were doing when they assaulted it first, because they knew that as far as the constituency is concerned, there's no real constituency in the United States for an agency like USAID, other than the people who design it, which are then go to Congress and persuade Congress that the programs are needed to promote the national interest abroad. And so, yeah, this was bait. This was intentionally done. Attack foreign aid first. Make people believe that money is being expended contrary to their interest, because you can expose all the ways that monies are being expended abroad, which obviously aren't being spent then on American citizens. But, you know, it's a trick. You know, it's a process. If we don't like foreign aid, we should vote it out and get rid of it, and tell our Congress people to stop it. But foreign aid is not the reason that we are not dealing with the problems of Tom, Dick, and Mary in the city, in the cities of the United States.
Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
You know, it's really our fault that we allowed America to be sold. And it was bought by a group who now is selling the parts. They're parting it down. They're buying a car, and they're selling the fenders, they're selling the tires. They're selling it all. And this discussion on humanitarianism, why doesn't it stay in the States? Well, part of humanitarianism is helping others. And Sandy, I think, just kind of touched on it. When we help others, when others owe us, it's also a form of national security. I'll hang up.
It's a great analogy, Bill. Sandy, you want to respond to any of that?
Well, no, that's my point. I mean, foreign aid is carried out because it represents some form of national interest that those who are in a position to analyze it and then persuade Congress about it have pursued. And, you know, we do quite a bit abroad that relates to our national interest, and the national interest is the interest of each one of us. But like I said, they chose it for a reason, because it doesn't have a large constituency, and it is not the reason why we are not tending to the problems of Tom, Dick, and Mary at all. It's just a diversion.
Go ahead.
No, and I just wish that people wouldn't bite on every diversion that this government provides them with.
Let's go to Lori from Shawano. Good morning to you, Lori. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Yeah, Cassandra, does she not realize that she just voted for a guy who made abortion illegal? So we're going to have more people who are going to have kids that they don't want, they probably shouldn't be having. So we can bring more people onto this planet, but we can't take care of the homeless. And how many of those homeless are veterans? Why are we not taking care of them instead of encouraging people to have more kids than they shouldn't have? Now, my mother was like her. She was 90 when she first voted 4 years ago for Biden, because she couldn't stand Trump. Well, she voted for him this time because she didn't want a woman in there, that she just couldn't see it. I don't know. We're half the population. I don't know why this is a problem. She's a woman. So I guess she liked him better when he wasn't a felon. And now that he is a felon, she likes him. I don't know. But I was going to say, I don't know if you've played this song, but maybe you should. It should be our national anthem right now. Is One Tin Soldier, where the chorus is, go ahead and hate your neighbor, go ahead and cheat a friend, do it in the name of heaven. You can justify it in the end, because that is so much where we are right now, because people who were...
Hey, Lori, thank you very much for calling. I know you're a first-time caller. Hopefully you're a long-term listener. But thank you very much. All of you guys, hang on, 855-752-4842. It's Friday. It means Friday. My co-host Sandy Williams and you.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@AmericanFoodsGroup.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Sandy, it's Friday. It means Friday's my co-host, Sandy Williams. And Sandy, good choice of music. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, first of all, to Cassandra, I say you don't get it because she has a problem with what Elon Musk is doing. I remember her saying she didn't like the fact that Pete Hegseth was being confirmed. But this is what she voted for. And this is the disconnect with the people that voted for Pinocchio is because they don't see the long-term effects of what's happening. It's just like with what Muskrat is doing right now. If people are okay with this, they don't see the long-term ramifications of what this is going to do to our country. I understand it. And how come nobody's upset about corporate welfare? They're talking about humanitarianism is a waste of money, but yet we give billions of dollars to the fuel oil people, the big egg people, big timber people, pharma people. We give them billions of dollars of subsidies. How come nobody gives a damn about that?
Hey, Cindy, hear. Very well said, my friend. Let's go to Tom from Richland Center. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I just wanted to say that there are enough resources on this planet for everyone to live very comfortably and in peace, and all these efforts to divide and conquer to steal off that extra money that we could relax with. And the people of the world just got to get their act together. I'm a wobbly at heart. One union, let's get it together. Love you, brother.
Hey, likewise, man. Very well said as well. Charles from Milwaukee. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Earl. I remember you said yesterday, give you a call this morning.
So leave your number with Calvin because I want to talk about that on the air. But go ahead.
Okay.
But leave your number with Calvin afterwards. Go ahead.
Okay. And then my comment on what you guys are talking about you know, you got people, I think it was either Gary or David that said the country should be run like a business. Well, I don't know if I want to trust my business to a man that filed bankruptcy 4 or 5 times and run every business into the ground.
Hey, you know, but you know, what else can, how can we top that, Charles? Thank you very much for the call. Sandy, all of these people, all of these calls, we began the show asking about how we should proceed. We have both Democrats and Republicans calling in because for certain, you know, this thing with Donald Trump is going to continue. It's not going to be to abate. He's going to ramp it up.
Yeah, I liked the caller who, however, talked about not getting too distracted by the muzzle flash.
Yeah.
And watch where the bullets are targeted. And so that's really what we ought to be focusing on, I think, is the public policies involved with what's going on and the public interest and what the public interest should be about what's going on and the issues that our middle class has and the people of America have with their life, what's going on in their life, what the government could be doing for it, and whether the government that is ongoing now is being responsive to it. And my problem is that we had this guy get elected, said he got a mandate, but he doesn't seem to be using that mandate for the benefit of the people.
All right, let's go to Liz from Saukville. Hey, Liz, thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Thank you. Love your show. I just wanted to mention regarding USAID that it's only 0.6% of the total budget,
right,
from what I'm reading. And, I mean, I'm in favor of trimming programs, but the Republicans are not talking about the millions of people that USAID has helped all over the globe. So I just find that strange. And apparently Rubio has said that this was supposed to freeze all but humanitarian aid, but already there are medications that are sitting in warehouses because people are confused if they should distribute it to these countries. Their soybeans are sitting in Kansas because they that were supposed to be distributed to like Africa and other continents. And now it's just sitting there. It's not being distributed because of all the confusion about what should and should not be distributed. So it's causing a lot of problems.
Hey, Liz, I know you're a first-time caller as well. Hopefully you are a long-time listener, but we appreciate it. You know, Sandy, I always say at the end of all of this is, so we just throw helping people out the window, even our own people,
Yeah, I mean, the cynicism of what's going on now, that as if government does nothing that's important, and therefore you can simply introduce turbulence, confusion, and turmoil into the government without risk. And that isn't true. And we're already finding out. Within week three, we're finding out that the government does need to operate efficiently and smoothly and can't really tolerate a bull in a china shop. And what we've got right now is a bull in our china shop.
Hey, Sandy, a great week. Very well said. Really appreciate it. See you on next Tuesday. Thank everybody who made the show go. 850. That's it. Thanks, everybody who made the show go. Up next, Jane Madnair, Greg Bott, Madnair on air. See you guys on Monday.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. employers added just 143,000 jobs last month to the U.S. economy compared to 307,000 created in December. A federal judge temporarily blocking President Trump's plan to push out federal workers by offering those buyouts. Officials say the Trump administration plans to cut the USAID workforce down from 14,000 people to less than 300 employees. The Super Bowl coming up this weekend, and a record number of people will be placing bets on the game because more states than ever have legalized sports betting.
The result is that a record $1.39 billion will be wagered on Super Bowl 59, an 11% increase from last year. The last time the Eagles and Chiefs met in the NFL championship 3 years ago, people in Pennsylvania wagered $84 million, but Missourians still could not legally bet on the game.
ABC's Jim Ryan, security extremely tight in New Orleans because of the New Year's terror attack. And also, President Trump will be at the game. This is ABC News.